Hey, what's up? This is Chef Noel Cunningham, your Jamaican chef. Welcome to What's Cooking with Chef Noel, the podcast that dishes on the food and beverage industry and the entrepreneurial spirit and everything relevant to being a chef. If you love to cook or eat, this is the show for you. What's Cooking with Chef Noel? Witty, real, and informative. Who would be at your dream dinner party?
Leah Chase. And then she looked at me and she said,
"Hey, my foodie, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of What's Cooking with Chef Noel." And guess what? This is the final episode for season 3 of the podcast. Yes, we are moving on to season 4 and it's going to be crazy. But to end, you know, things on a bang. But before we end things on a bang, I want to thank you guys for listening, liking, sharing, loving, retweeting, reposting, all the reads, you know. Thank you guys so much for that. I'm seeing the numbers. I'm seeing everything. Thank you so much. And yeah, so to end things on a bang, I'm ending it with my good friend, Trisha Hall, all the way from North Carolina. But of course, she was born and raised in Jamaica. So I almost say Kingston, Jamaica. Because we always think everyone is from Kingston, right? But no, she's from Montego Bay. And Trisha Hall is a food artist and founding partner of Ramil's Catering Service. And she now resides, you know, in North Carolina. Some of you might know her from Florida side of things. And she has a wealth of knowledge and information. So today we're just going along Trisha's culinary journey and her love for entrepreneurship. And everything in between. This is a juicy, fun, most stupid conversation ever. So stick and stay, all right? Alrighty, so this is one of my longest overdue interview with one of my most unruly friend and my sistren.
Oh my God.
So big up yourself. Welcome to What's Cooking with Chef Noel, my friendie.
Thank you so much. Cheers. What you drinking?
Well, I'm having some hot water with some lemon.
You brought down Prezi?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's my, you know, my little detox in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's absolutely afternoon. Yeah, I'm trying to do a little intermittent fasting, you know?
Yes. Yes. So, it definitely helps. It helps to curb the appetite. It helps with the maintenance of weight. It's definitely something good to invest in.
Yeah. So I'm trying, you know, it's the start of a new year. So we're all on this old healthy something. Until
it's
about
a reset.
April. Yeah,
a reset. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like you and I have been coming a long time, right? So like a long time, right?
From Jesus.
Way back when?
Way back.
Yeah. And you're one of my coolest, closest, you know, people. And I want to say, you know, publicly, you know, thank you always for your support and your love always, always over the years.
It's one of those things where I've always said that even though we're in the same industry, guarantee you there's enough room for both of us.
Oh yeah,
so
always.
I have enjoyed seeing your growth over the years.
Yeah,
and it just words can't explain. Yeah. You are.
Yeah, and it's the same for me. You know, like I came across you on social media, and then we just you know naturally click because, of course, even though we're professionals, you know, we're like. We look at foolishness and with gimmicks and with drama, and you know that kind of bind us. That kind of bind us as well, you know.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we're still, you know, doing work and stuff like that. Yeah.
And you have to. It's called balance. Mm-hmm. Balance. That's what it is. Yeah. You have to definitely, because especially in this industry, and I know a lot of people don't understand the inner makings of the food industry. It's long hours and it's very tedious, especially
it's draining mentally, emotionally, physically.
Especially if you are amazing at what you do and you actually care about what you do. So it's always good to have that outlet.
Yeah.
You know, where you can just decompress and, you know, gain insight on regular world situation.
Yeah.
Can't get caught up in the food.
And it's so good you said that because even for me, like I have my, you know, Chef Noel Cunningham page and then I have my Noel Cunningham profile. And I kept my Noel Cunningham profile because it keep me, you know, grounded with the regular, I would say regular people and everybody and the news and topics and everything like that. And it keep you not just thinking about food or posting about food or being the chef. You're able to take off your hat and your jacket and just be yourself.
Listen, as people on a whole, we are very multifaceted. Yeah. And I think a lot of times we become very stagnated in one area.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, there must be more layers to you.
To you, yeah.
So yeah, I personally get a kick out of your pages. by the way, you're getting the PS5. Just
not,
check it.
Not as yet, not as yet. Hey, Crystal, if you're listening, LR. Yeah, that's it. So what's your culinary journey been like, you know, so far? How many years now?
Oh my God. So, oh, you know, well, yeah, quick backstory. You know, my company that I'm very known for, Ramel's Catering Services, we launched in 2008.
Oh, nice.
But I've always worked corporate jobs in addition to having RCS.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year was my first full year of RCS.
Wow.
Seriously.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge and nerve-wracking one
at the same time.
Listen, let me tell you, I won't tell you how many times I thought of maybe I need to go audition for the prank and see if I can go down there. Because seriously, it is not for the faint of hearts, but we did so amazing. Of course, you know, my biggest takeaway from 2023 was our partnership with Walmart and just getting our sauce.
Congrats. Yeah.
Online. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So that for me was like the biggest win. But yeah, 2023 was the year of just, you know, let me see if this is sustainable.
Yeah.
Let me see if this can be the true calling and passion, because I know what I can bring to the table.
Yeah.
And I was truly blown away. So I'm a tongue full.
Yeah. But it's so funny, you know, where I see we're in a time where everyone wanna be self-employed and entrepreneur, but it's a crazy journey. It's a crazy step. It looks easy on the outside, like, oh, I'll have more time, I can control my time, but that's not true.
No, let me tell you something, and I've seen this before, and it is the total summary. Whereas you clock in 40 hours a week for someone, my year, this is 24/7.
24/7,
because especially for me, my brain don't shut off. Because even when I lay down, I'm thinking of ways I can improve things I can bring to the table. So it is, if you know, are that person who wants to, you know, lay your own.
Yeah,
this is not for you, because
there's so much competition. Then you have to think about, you know, like your branding, your marketing, social media itself is a whole other job.
Let me tell you something. I literally just spoke to a young lady that I'm going to give. So, you know, with us, we're a small business, and literally, so my daughter handles some of our social media, and she's in college. But, you know, to really have a footprint, it's like you have to get someone who can do the analytics and the SEOs and the BBOs and the DDLs and all that. Too many O's and A's and B's. Yeah. I'm not up to it. I would rather plan a menu, do the execution of that, than to be sitting here trying to figure out how to compete with some young child. With the SEOs.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And the reels and the reels and the behind the scenes and this. And but the problem sometimes is, you know, like with our business, which is a small business, right? We don't always have the gigs or the finance
to,
to pay for what we really want, because our job is all over the place.
Absolutely. Yeah. You are every aspect. And you know that. You do the marketing. You do the buying. You do the branding, the cooking, the delivery. And so you have to be very mindful of where your dollars get spent.
Yeah.
And so it is one of those things that, you know, there's so much pressure. Oh, you got to have presence on social media. You got to have presence on social media.
Yeah.
And you got to record this and you got to record that. Listen, you see when me cook. I know. At the end, I will snap a picture and I will figure it out from there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I do have the time, and even with TikTok, I already do TikTok. I just find old videos and post on TikToks
and post on it just to have this
something.
footprint that they keep saying is so important.
Yeah. Sometimes I look at my Instagram, I'm like, oh Lord, I need to post something, and I just find something and post. But
something
I don't.
And you post exactly. Yeah. So,
just to say, hey, I'm here.
I'm here. That's it. Just to say I'm here. Just to say I am here. This is what we offer. I'm relevant.
Yeah.
It is quite an undertaking.
But my thing is, I don't think people should be pressured into every platform on social media with your business. You should know what platform works well for you. So like for me, Facebook works for me because it's a more matured audience, and they have the money to spend, and they want to support. Instagram, it's all celebrities. TikTok, it's just idleness. Twitter, it's just for politics and news and whatever.
And then you know me, I just go one here, there, everywhere, and it is what it is. For me, working with the old school system of referrals does it for me. I can count on one hand how many people I have gotten that saw a video online or anything along the line.
Yeah.
So for me, definitely the old school methodology of just, you know, referrals and, you know, doing networking events and that type of those types of things and such delights, as you like to say.
Yeah. I know, right? But it's so much, man. It's so much coming at us as entrepreneurs, and for us especially, we just wanted to become a chef. Yeah, it come with being a boss as well, which we like. Nothing is wrong with that. I love it.
You know, I've told you this before that for me, just with my background growing up, my mom was in the hospitality industry, worked for Half Moon Hotel in Jamaica. So that is embedded in my DNA, the hospitality. And it's so crazy because, you know, I actually went to college for nursing.
Oh, so I meant to ask you, if not cooking, what else?
That was it. It was either that or I wanted to be a child advocate lawyer.
So I guess you're the first nurse that can cook, right? No shade.
You know what? Not bothering you today.
I'm just saying.
Listen, anywhere, moving right along, can you not go make the people that come over my page?
Just send them to prison.
No, I don't get them away. So. But no, when I came here from Jamaica, of course, I had family members that were already here. And the thing was always, you know, they said healthcare. You'll always have a job in healthcare. So that was the path I took. And I was going to school, went to FAMU for nursing, and worked in healthcare for years. My last stint was in the neonatal ICU, developed a true passion for that. It is quite an interesting field to see, you know, premature babies and their growth. And of course, you know, you have some that don't make it, but the love I had for healthcare started to dwindle because it's become such a business.
Yeah.
Healthcare is such a business. And when I started to see doctors just standing outside of a door asking, Mr. Cunningham, how's your pain level? Good? Yeah. Okay, I'll have the nurse up it. You know, bedside mannerisms disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that should go into it. And so I was like,
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, started doing my little, you know, back to cooking, you know, and it took off. I had a young lady that was a really good friend in South Florida, and she was the one who helped me to launch my website and just start to teach things. And I took it and I just ran with it. But like I said, it's always been in addition to a corporate job. So I made that decision last year. I was, that's it. I walked away.
And then you started your product quite a while now.
Oh, yes.
Your sauces. The jerk barbecue sauce.
So the jerk barbecue sauces, I want to say that came about in 2016.
Yeah, no, it's quite a while.
It's been quite a while. And
what I love. And why I ask, because you started it in 2016, right? And you just got a break in Walmart. So I'm trying to show people the journey that things don't just happen overnight.
Let me tell you something. It's a million and one shot, and the odds are always against you if you step out and immediately, boom, something happens.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's fabulous. But the reality of life is, and when you go back and look at any one of these billionaires and top people, whether it's in, you know, software or rap music, you know, Master P talks about how he used to peddle his CDs out of the back trunk of his car. It's like you have to develop these stepping stones. Again, we can go back to Slutty Vegan. She just talked about that. She was fired from her dream job, you know, and ended up that she was cooking and got the call to come feed Snoop Dogg, and now the rest is history. She's a multi-millionaire.
One moment. All I need is just one moment.
No, that's it. That's it. But I think a lot of people have this notion that I'm going to step out today, I'm going to present it, and boom.
That's it.
And it happens for some. Let's not get it misconstrued.
But some of it happens too. They've been working for years, and then they just no success is really like overnight. They've been grinding, but they get that one moment and they run with it.
And that's it. That's it. So 2016, because we had clients that were asking for it, and so I started to bottle it at that time. But it took this long of a time. And, you know, it was just perfect because I could have went the Amazon route or I could have went other outlets. But, you know, as with Amazon and most of these retail storefronts, you have to pay. You know, Amazon is like $40 a month plus, you know, a percentage of your sales. Or if you go into certain local shops, it's the same thing. You have to pay a monthly fee to be in their store. And so, again, it's back to what I said. When you are a small business, you have to be very cognizant of how you spend your dollars. And so for me, I was not willing to take on that task. And so when the whole partnership came and it was like, okay, we can do online and we'll go from there. If your sales start to get to a certain point, then we'll, you know, bring you in store on the shelves. So that's the goal. Of course, store on the shelves. But I am truly just grateful.
So the trick usually
for my journey.
So the trick usually for those stuff, instead of you selling it to people directly, you just send them straight to Walmart's and product move.
And you go buy them
yourself.
Yes.
That's it.
You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, there's so many, you know, outlets, and you know, you and I have talked about your jerk sauce. You know, what I would love to see with your jerk sauce. So I'm sure it's in the background, not maybe the forefront
It is, yeah, it's in the background, like super background. And I, you know, like past Christmas, I was selling a lot in the package I was doing, and I'm looking to push it some more. But to be honest, I never really have a vision to have it in stores, because I know what I'm selling is really quality.
That's it.
And I can't compete with, for example, a Grace or a Walker. So I have to identify my market and stick there, and it worked for me, because it's not like I have big deals and big corporation and get it in bulk and factory and can sell. So mine is gourmet.
And that's the same thing, because even for me being with Walmart online,
it's hard.
I don't ship to their warehouse and have it sit there because I don't know how long it's going to sit there. You know, and for me, again, it's a small batch product. Hence why our pricing is the way it is, because
it is,
I'm not Grace. I am not mass producing this. This is small quality quantity products.
Yeah. So my aim is to sell at, like, you know, farmer's market, which I've never been. Then, you know, you come to the store, you can get some. If you see me at an event or somewhere, then I travel with it a lot.
Absolutely.
And sell it. So I'm pretty good that, you know. Until the Lord say yes.
And you know that day may come, you know.
Yeah.
These big corporations may approach you and be like, you know what, we like your product, let's partner, let's buy it out from you. Can we put our name on it and we collect a certain percentage?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That day will come, you know, that day will come, and then people will think that Noel is an overnight sensation, but no. This mermaid been in the works since 2016 as well, just like yours.
That part.
Same time. Yeah, we started.
Yeah, I remember that, and it's just something we've talked about.
Yeah, same time, you know. And this year, my goal is to work on more products. I'm tapping into my entrepreneurial spirit. The pandemic also taught us a lot in terms of reaching people.
That's it.
So we now got to utilize how we can reach people around the world and stop thinking about just our local market.
Our local market. And that was what I loved about, because like I said, there were many opportunities to go local. And I've done the farmers markets. I've done all the things you've talked about as well.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I don't feel like this just needs to be contained to a local source.
No, it needs
to be able to, you know, the some of these places and states I've shipped to, I never heard a day in my life.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Like, even in Christmas, I was sending off so many cakes and stuff. And I've been doing cakes a long time, to be honest.
And then
2020, I started about doing my rum cakes here in Toronto, and then I had my customers, but I never posted up on like social media. 2021, I did it, and then 2023, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna post it up, and trust me, oh lord, and even now I'm still baking, and I'm like, no, well, it's time to stop holding back. Yeah,
you should.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the it's proven. There's a track record there. You've gotten the accolades. You've won the awards for it. So. Yeah. Take the moment and just keep on building on it.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward, you know, in terms of branding the rum cake, are people loving it so much. I never asked for one review, but reviews keep on coming in, and I'm okay, people been loving it. And the same way Patty can have her pie, Noel can have his rum cake.
You know what? Let me tell you something. We all eat Patty pie all day.
I love me some Patty.
Okay, we all do.
I love me some Patty. I think she's one of those artists I want to meet. I'd love to meet.
She went
to Jamaica one time, and I'm like,
you know, she's really cool and down to
her. Like, I don't want to see Patty like the singing Patty. I want to see the Patty where I go over to her house and she's cooking, and we're cooking, and we're chatting and drinking.
That's it.
And she's spilling some tea, and I'm, you know, mopping it up.
Oh my goodness,
Patty always got the tea, but I love you know, the way she cooks, and you know, her food, and she, you know, I love
absolutely.
And I see Bobby Brown as his line of things too, you know, Gladys Knight at her restaurant. I just love the way all these artists still connect back with food.
And you know, I've always said that food is such a central point.
Yeah.
Right? It really is one of those things that people truly connect over.
Yeah. Look on Tabitha Brown.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I remember one time they used to talk about, you know, how books can take you and transport you to another place. And as true it is, but I feel like food.
Yeah. Jesus.
There is something about just really amazing dishes, curated, put together, that just can take you somewhere. I mean, it's one of those things where you can remember certain points in life.
Yeah, the scent. Yeah, memories. Yeah.
The memories and the food that was connected to it. So I am here for it.
Yeah.
I am here
for it. So who would be at your dream dinner party?
Oh, Jesus. Mina Abadi.
Are just five. Come
Noel,
on.
Well, she's
that are alive, it can be, and you know.
So you know, for me, and I had the opportunity to meet her prior to her passing, and it was just one of those moments in time that is like forever embedded in my just core.
Yeah.
Leah Chase. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I know. Seriously. You love her. Yeah.
I love her. I call her Nana when I It was, you know, just like how you say how you feel like Patty would give that vibe.
Yeah.
Sitting and conversing. It was just like that. You know, when we went to the restaurant, we didn't know she was gonna be there. And I didn't even realize at the time that the maitre d' was her daughter. And we just asked if she was there. And they were like, oh, yeah, she's in the kitchen.
Oh.
And Noel from then time said, she's not in the kitchen. We couldn't even eat again.
Yeah.
me say, me couldn't eat again because me anxious, me nervous, me happy. I was just like, oh my God. And walk back there and she's sitting on that chair because she's still overseeing the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't doing much cooking, but she was making sure they were doing what they were supposed to
do. Yeah, she's on it.
The warmth and the conversation and just the things she looked me directly in my eyes and said to me, it was just breathtaking because I never went into my background with
What's
her.
One advice she gave? What one advice she gave?
So this was, I want to say this was, when was it we went? I want to say we went in, what, 2017? Somewhere there. And she literally, first of all, she kissed me.
Aw.
Yeah. That was the first thing I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, she talked about different stories of, you know, just people from New Orleans that her and Kenneth had connections to. And then she looked at me and she said, just keep on doing what you're doing.
Nice.
I know that there are circumstances around what you're doing, but just keep on doing what you're doing. And I was just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left out of there and I posted a video. I was crying. Tears was like running down my cheek.
She's an icon. And of course, you know, she's a legend. And so that's a great moment.
Yeah. Like, you know, your grandmother mixed in with this just iconic person who's just very down to earth. She's very much about her community.
Yeah.
She just embodied so many things. And I love to see that, you know, her kids and grandkids are still carrying on her legacy. We will love to return. We haven't been back since. And we wanted to go back. It was so crazy. We kept saying we wanted to go back prior to her passing. Never made it, but it's definitely on the list of places to revisit. But Leah Chase, by far.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, of course, you know, there's some celebs women just really love and would, you know, want to just even have an opportunity to feed them.
Bread. Yeah.
Yeah. But Leah Chase for me all day.
Definitely. Do you have any kitchen pet peeve? Like, things that make you go, oh my God.
Oh my goodness. So I think it's because of the fact that I've always done corporate food companies, right?
Yeah.
And for me, one of the biggest things was they wouldn't allow like radios or music or anything like that in the kitchen, right?
Because I love my music in the kitchen, my soca, my reggae, but keep me going.
Right? So I know there is quite a few people who love music in the kitchen. They, you know, da-da-da-da. But can I tell you, Noelle? Jesus, you want to agitate me? You want to agitate me? Put on some music.
Yeah?
Not while me cooking. I feel like me quietness. Me need to just focus. Me and the food. Me not want to hear no blah, blah, blah.
That's different. I want it.
Ain't that crazy?
Give me all the Patrice Roberts and the Kiss and the reggae and the Taras Riley and the some.
Yeah, please.
I've heard the Evening Pepper Seed rhythm, ladies.
Yeah, when we done, may we do all that. But while I am working, I promise you, it is crazy. And I'm telling you, it has to be the fact that, you know, just coming out of such, because I was in corporate for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Some cracker fart like that. It's like, I just, I can't do it, Noelle. I can't, no wine, you know, nice man. Just let me and the food thing together.
What's one dish you're loving now?
Ooh. So, you know, I have an immense love for seafood. Like, seafood, it don't matter what it is with seafood, definitely seafood. And it doesn't have to be a specific dish in it. But I will say, I tend to do a lot of crab boils. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
But anything seafood related, like, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. So bring me out of the swims.
That's it. Do you have any favorite kitchen, like, gadgets or, like, some of your must-have too? Like, yo, must-have these. Of course, your chef knife.
Of course, besides your chef knife, one of my go-to, of course, is the food processor. It is, oh yeah, you can do anything in that bad boy, and it is one of those things that is like a must-have for me. Definitely my food processor. Yep, gotta have it.
And there's so much use for it, you know, people don't even understand, so many things
It's,
they
and
can do
then
in it.
you have so many different attachments.
Yeah,
That
the
probably,
pie doughs, I whip my pie doughs
yes,
in it and
right?
stuff like that. Yeah.
You can
Bread.
shred
Yeah.
veggies in it.
Your
You can
cheese. Yeah.
slice. You can do your cheese. You can do anything. You can do sauces in there.
Yeah.
You can do, your hummus. You can
Yeah.
do, like you said, the pie doughs. It is very much one of those things that, yeah,
Yeah.
I'd rather that because one of my, I don't want to say I'm, but just not likey. It's
Yeah.
one of them that if I can avoid it, I can avoid, and that's the mandolin.
Oh, I stay away from that.
Oh, my youth!
I stay away from that.
I have seen enough fingertips taken off.
No, I hate that thing. I don't. No. Let's.
Mm-mm.
I don't even like talk about it. Let's move on.
Seriously, my blood around core, me, I have.
Hey, Shalawashanda. I don't even like talk about the mandolin. I have one, and look here, I don't even use it.
I'm telling you, I will utilize any other piece of that, and then the slicer, like
Yeah.
I'll use the slicer, the mandolin. Let me see it with her.
Yeah.
No,
We
no
have
good.
what's your goal though? Are your vision for Caribbean chefs along with,
Oh.
because of course you still connect with the Caribbean. That's in you. That can't come out, even though you're, Americanized as well as Caribbean cuisine. How can I say Jamaican cuisine? Obviously, Caribbean
Yeah.
and Caribbean chefs, yeah.
And that's the thing because for me, and you hit the nail on the head. For
Yeah.
me, I have many layers, right? Of foods that we do,
Yeah.
of cuisines that we'll serve. And there is always that undertone though of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Of Jamaica. It's always, there's always some tie, whether it's through the ingredients or through the technique utilized or something. When I had the honor and privilege of coming to New York for Jamaica Night
Yeah.
at the James Beard House, I
2018.
told you then, yes,
Yeah, first time we met in person.
in person. I told you then that
Yeah.
that night personified to me where Caribbean cuisine, Jamaican dishes should be elevated to and served, and just because the love for our cuisine
Yeah.
is immense. It is immense. But I feel like there are times we've been pigeonholed into just the thought process of course, when
Box
you said
food.
Jamaica, the first thing that comes to mind when you said Jamaica, them say, oh yeah, jerk chicken. Oh no, I'm
Curry
jerk
goat.
chicken.
Oxtail. Party. Yeah.
It's so crazy to me because I'm like, it is so much more than
More,
just
yeah. It's a vibe, honestly, people like it's a
that.
vibe, it's
It is.
culture, it tells a story, it tells a journey, but it doesn't have to like remain the same way, and we can present it differently, and it has its space,
That's
yeah.
it.
It's a different
And
space, yeah.
there, please, me no want nobody look here. I don't know, I put my nerve. But I think somebody has said that, the oxtail and the, with the rice and peas and the jerk chicken and that is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because my you, me love,
Yeah.
love
But in order to
all
compete
things.
with other cuisine and for us to
That's
be like
it.
recognized or for people to take us seriously, we
Exactly.
have to also,
You
you know.
have to. Yeah. And so when, there is you, there is his name is evading me. The gentleman, oh God, me just
Ooh.
sent him to the man when he went with a jerk fest.
Oh,
Oh God.
Darian Bryan.
Yes. Thank you. I wanted to say Darius. I'm like, that's not it. Wrong
No.
person.
Yeah, Darian
Oh my
Bryan. Yeah.
God.
He's doing
Yes.
well in Buffalo, yeah.
Yes. So when you look at the and then of course Chef Lumley out of Jamaica
Yeah, Andre Foulds and all the guys,
and
yeah.
when you look at that roadmap of what they are creating and what they are bringing to the culture. That is what I want. I want for our cuisine to be up there.
And taken seriously. And to be taken seriously. That's my problem.
We are getting it, though. We are getting it. Slowly but surely, we are getting there. And it's just to continue to build on that. You know, here in the Triangle area in Raleigh, North Carolina, we're known for that. We, you know, and for me, with my company, our executive chef is from New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
And so there's so much similarities between our cuisines. And so that is one of the things that we play with, too, is just bringing like a Jamaican meat Creole vibe. And it is just well received. But definitely, I want to see us to continue growing, putting our stamp out there in the world for our food and what we bring to the food scene, what we bring to hospitality. You know, when you see celebs like Fantasia, the first place that rolls out of our mouth is Jamaica.
Sherry Shepherd has been saying that even recently that she fell in love with Jamaica because of Angela Bassett in Stella Got Her Groove. So Jamaica being on the lips of every celebrity these days, you know?
Seriously. And I just want that to just keep on growing, just keep on growing and elevated. And, you know, in my little small way here, I feel like I do that. I put it out there. You know, my bio reads hails from the beautiful island of Jamaica.
Yeah, we're all doing our part, you know, and even with your sauce now, you're still reaching people that I would not reach. So I think we're all, you know, an ambassador for our culture and country. Culture. And we do it in different ways. It might not be the same way, like all of us are not on maybe national television or in New York Times, but we're doing our own in our own little neighborhood and, you know.
In our community. Boom. Yeah. That's it.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm excited. I'm excited for where we're going. I told you that, and I'm holding you on air.
Yeah.
Accountable for this one. Me want to see a Jamaica night part two at the James Beard House.
Yeah. That was in the plans, you know, but the pandemic came in, but I think we can revisit it.
Absolutely.
And make it happen again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you should be on the team. You should be on the team. We need females.
You know, if it's cold.
Cook, of course.
Come back again with my belly. Cause you know my belly.
You're too shy. You're like old back.
Listen, you know me, Noel.
You like staying in the background. You're that chef staying in the background. Seriously, and clap.
I stay in the background. I clap. I applaud. I am cheerleading. You know, it is one of those things where I've always said, you know, I don't have to be up front. My food speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And so.
You're pretty comfortable with what you're doing too. Yeah. You know, like,
let me tell you something. My comfortability is there. It's never me. You know, we continue to grow in other aspects. Mm-hmm. You know, last year as well, we rebranded and basically, formed our hospitality group
because I saw that
concepts that we are now looking to shop. We're actively shopping them, and so it is one of those things where, you know, you just have to know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and, you know, go for it. You can get caught up, Noel, you know,
easily
you can get caught up in, you know, the visuals that
and then,
put out.
And then start competing.
And I'm like, no.
The wrong way,
Be okay with where you're at, what you're doing, and just know your time is coming. That's it. Yeah. Period.
And I see you and Ozzy snatched the home over there as well. That's a big milestone. I'm whispering.
Listen, that was, and you know, it's so crazy because we started a process in 2020 when everybody thought the earth was about to end. And I said, you know what? If it ever end, at least we need to end being a homeowner.
I love that. That's a big thing. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And so, again, it was one of those things where we were working hard behind the scenes, just making sure that our money game was up, making sure that we had the knowledge of what it takes. And when I decided to fire at the end of 2020, it was like all gas.
Yeah.
We did have a couple little setbacks, of course, because, you know, things weren't moving the way it should be.
That's normal and that's natural, you know?
Yeah. What ended up was supposed to be a 6-month build became an 8-month build, but you know what? We're in, we're happy, we're loving it. And, you know, keep on expanding, putting a child through college.
Yeah.
You know, some mercy.
We got Nisi. Yeah.
Me say, we don't want her. Anybody want her?
Yeah, girl, for adoption, it's too late.
Me say, listen, me can't man a man. Too much money. It's a money Lord. Pit. It's a money pit. But no, I am so immensely proud of her.
Suppose you had 3 more.
Oh, no, come go and mount your business.
Yeah, yes, Sample. Are you a spoiler?
I did, absolutely, because, you know, when I was coming up, my parents always made sure that I lacked for nothing. Yeah. They always made sure I knew my worth. And so that's something I instill in her as well. She's out here trying to save the turtles. I think she needs to save humanity first, but she said the turtle will come first and then we help humanity. So I'm going to go on, cause, you know, we never really go to big school. So I'm
gonna But you guys bond very well, though, which, you know, just come across naturally like best friends. And which is awesome.
My Miha. Love her to pieces. Love her.
Yeah, she's like your closest, dearest friend. Yeah, which is awesome, you know.
Me love our man. Yeah. You know, God knew what he was doing, Noel. Trust
me. Smart. She's very smart.
It comes effortlessly.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people that it's for me, it's just showing up whatever time she needs to show up, because she basically drives the bus. So I'm just a passenger.
She's gonna be a world changer, and you know, she's a rebel already. And in order to change the world, you have to be
different.
You have to be. What's the guy's name again? Cummins, and he said, you make good trouble. Good trouble. You gotta stir conversation. You gotta you know, change conversation as well. You gotta lead. You cannot be a follower. I wanna change the world.
And some will get you and some won't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that was one of the biggest things I had to instill in her and teach her, because You know, as you're coming up, especially for the kids now, I've always said, you know, it's so different for them now, Noel. Back it's in the day, Noel, when you left school, that was it. That was the end of things. You go my yard and you have a moment to reset and then you put up the bar in your face, whatever.
Yeah.
But now these kids, they leave school and it follows whatever it is, because social media is so much there. And, you know,
Plus, now the struggle now for them is to be traveling the world while earning 6 figures. Hey.
That's it.
And snatching the bag. Snatching the bag.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, some people of them say, they're chasing the bag. I feel like the bag chasing me.
When Michael Jackson said, "Eat the world," I didn't know this is what he was talking about. It's true. It's stressful on them.
Seriously,
social media, the pressure. I wanted
to make sure that was laid in her, and you know, I've seen the evolution, and she continues to grow, and that's my girl.
Because even when for example, you know, Sherry Shepherd started her show, and she asked, I think his name is Bill Getty, like, you know, for advice, he's like, just be yourself and know that you got to be in the press. So, for example, when The View finish and Page Six talking about The View and this show talking about The View, we go click. As a talk show, whatever, you can't play it safe and win. You need to be talking about the show, and the blogs are important. So even as chefs and public figures, you can't just win. Everybody can't just love you. You got to have a wishbone and a backbone out there.
That part. What is it when I say my back big?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You gotta have that. Yeah. And then for us, we have the industry bullies to deal with. We have the gatekeepers to deal with. We have the critics.
And that's fine. You know, I've always told you that. I said, let them stay there. I've told you this personally. Let them stay there. You keep on doing you.
That's what I'm doing.
And definitely. Look, it'll work for you. It'll work for you.
It's working. Trust me, when you stay in your own lane, there's no traffic. Trust me.
Listen, come on. Sure.
Yeah. You take your time and you cruise. You take your time and you cruise on the same thing. Yeah. And the same thing you've been doing. So what I want, you know, people to really get from this podcast or this episode is that you don't have to be on the cover of every magazine or on a TV show or in blogs to be winning. And you're example of that, where you're standing back, you know, you snatch your home, you have your product, you're now in Walmart, you have your business, you know, you're going in your own lane.
Thank you so much for your benevolence.
No, it's true, man, you know.
So but
we all win differently. We all win differently.
Listen, yeah. I have a really good friend, Raquel, and I've known her since I started in 08 when we used to do networking events together. And she would always, to this day, we still talk, still really good friend, very much a confidant. And it's so crazy because he's not one of those people that you see every day. And like, you know, you have those relationships, but you won't talk for months and you'll pick up back like nothing about past. And she used to always say it. She said, "Well, if our room out at the table before we eat, man, come in. And so for me, that is my biggest thing, you know, whether it's through mentorship, giving back. You know, somebody will ask me a question about, you know, product, sauce line, business, whatever. And you know how some people immediately send you one PayPal link?
Yeah.
Me not care. May we tell you? May we tell you, I will tell you how I got there.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I want that push forward for everyone. Yeah.
I love when I started doing my cakes and you're like, oh, I went on Amazon. I'm like, I'm gonna send you some cake toppers, and you order those cake toppers and you send them. And you know, those will support me, you know.
I was so shocked when you tell what's her name that story. I was like, God, that was something you just do.
No.
But no, I saw the potential and I was like, look.
And I just started cakes same time, you know, in the pandemic.
Yeah, you just started cakes. Mr. Han, you know, well, the handwriting, not the best. So, let me send you some cake toppers that you just push them in. Happy birthday.
I don't like writing on cakes, even though. I don't even practice it, to be honest.
So the cake toppers were perfect. Boom.
Yeah.
And you just take it to a whole another level and you just keep pushing, man.
That's my thing to challenge myself this year to write on cakes. But the thing is, that came out of style for a while because the eye cakes don't do well with writing. They do well with the toppers.
With the toppers, absolutely. Yeah. Just keep pushing. Yeah.
But it's nice when you have people in the same industry that supports you, though, because usually everyone see next person as a competition, and that's why I stick to people like you and Sian, because it's never like that.
Let me tell you something, and Sian, my girl, she over there, she doing her thing. And again, it goes back to what I just said. You know, I don't comment on everything I see her do, or you know, I'm not over Facebook like that anyway. But you know, I sit back and I watch the growth, and you know, big up to everyone that you know. Like I said, continue to push the just push it forward, man.
Yeah.
I don't have to be there. Now, if that sees fit for me to be there, that's fine. But you know, I love where I'm at. I love what I do. I love what I bring to the table. And I definitely.
And you're comfortable in your own skin.
I am. I'm that girl in the background, man. Make good. Me not have to upfront.
Definitely. Is there any advice you want to give before we wrap up to any upcoming chef, any young chef who's struggling to find their path, their way, trying to find themselves? What's your advice?
My advice has always been the same and it's never faltered. If you are truly, truly passionate about being a part of this industry, and this is it with anything in life, because I know, again, we talk about not being so, you know, with the blinders on to what we're just doing. Yeah. Anything in life, if you want to do something that you are very passionate about, again, knowledge is power, but align yourself with someone who has done it or is doing it. Mentorship is such a huge thing. And I think a lot of times, you know, people come out with their ideas and it's like, okay, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do something. And then I sit back and I look at certain things that get posted and I'm like, why that even up on social media? Take it down. But definitely align yourself, ask the questions of someone that's where you wanna be, whether it's, you know, via email or if you know them in person. Or again, you know, now we are in this worldwide web era. Everything upon Google.
Yeah.
So just being knowledgeable of what it is that you want to do, Don't come out with, you know, huge preconceived notions.
Yeah.
Be very routed in what you're doing and just know that there are steps.
Yeah.
Step. Yeah.
And just to add to that, like, you know, like I would always say, you know, just be a sponge. Suck up all that you can suck up, and you know, take your time. Don't pressure yourself, and you know, try and you know, just to knock on what you say, learn as much as you can, because we're in a time now where everybody want to teach.
That's it.
Not enough learners out here.
So you know, for me, when I knew that food was going to be my next love affair, right?
Yeah.
I knew I didn't want to spend my time in culinary school. So what did I do? I worked corporate culinary jobs.
Yeah.
And in every job level I've been in for the food industry, I learned something new, something else that has guided me in what I do now.
Yeah.
So that's another way to do it. It's school enough for everybody, my
age. And everyone to learn differently. Gordon Ramsay never stepped in a culinary school. He did hospitality and tourism.
Boom. And he just layered up. You just got to do the progression. So maybe you start as a McDonald's with fries, then you go over Chick-fil-A and you learn how they do things, and then you go to the next one.
But you must work under some credible chef's door, and you must get some. But these days, people leave in a college today and tomorrow they're a celebrity chef. I don't know what that happened, but that's for next time.
Listen, that's a whole other story. Listen.
That needs CBS. Yeah. But thank you so much, sis, for coming by, and, you know, sharing your journey, and, you know, we're all inspired by, you know, even the sauce alone itself from 2016 till now. That's a long
time. I'm telling you.
It show, you know, your growth, it show that you're doing what Leah Chase said, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, because, you know, and the fact that we touch on the whole entrepreneurial journey, and people don't understand how dark it is, how lonely it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when business not come in, but you kept going.
Listen, and the fact I've always said it.
Yeah.
Feast or famine. Feast or famine.
Yeah. But you're prepared.
You better be.
All right. So until next time.
Thank you.
And you take care. Give my guidance. Right. Yeah.
Bye.
And there you have it. We have come to the end of another great episode of What's Cooking with Chef Noel. A special thanks to my guest for joining the conversation. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Remember to follow us on Instagram at What's Cooking with Chef Noel. And to catch all the latest happenings from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Chef Noel. Until next time, see ya!